نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم، وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاعم الشاكر كالصائم الصابر. So yesterday we spoke about the quality of patience, and today, which is also, you know, very closely related, it is the quality of gratitude, showing appreciation. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith sharif that Al-Ta'imu Shakir Kassa'imu Sabir, that the person who he eats eats food and is appreciative over the food that he has eaten is just like the person who fasted and exercised patience while he was fasting. So we can see that there are two routes to reach Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib, he says, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Said that, oh Allah, to reach you, there's one of two routes. That sometimes I will have to kabhi dil pe sabr karna, that sometimes I will have to exercise patience. And sometimes I will have to be making shukr to you over your bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Mawlana Yunus Sahib used to explain it in our context. He used to say that if you want to go to Cape Town, you've got two routes. You have the garden route and you have the route through the Karoo. So when you're going through the Karoo now, it's not much scenery, it's quite hot and so on. But the destination is the same. And when you're going through the garden route, you're enjoying the beautiful scenery, you know, the different attractions, etc. But at the end of the day, the objective is the same, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few of my servants who are appreciative of their bounty, of my bounties upon them. And if we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he was an embodiment of all the qualities that are there, but shukr was salient. That famous hadith, which I think we quoted the other night as well, where said Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that, O Nabi of Allah, you are applying yourself in salah to such an extent that your feet are swelling. Why are you, you know, exerting yourself to this extent? The response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. That if Allah has been so kind to me that He has granted me a high stage in Jannah, He has forgiven my sins, He has, you know, all of these things, then should I not be a servant of Allah who appreciates the bounties of Allah? So this is the thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of appreciation. And this is what Islam teaches us, that whenever Allah has blessed us with any bounty, then immediately we express our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence when we eat the food, first thing we say, in fact even before we start the food, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we say, we praise Allah ta'ala, that Allah, all praise be to you, that you know you gave me life after a kind of a death. And when the day starts too, we say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha, walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. That all praise be to that Allah who has granted me another day. And Allah didn't destroy me because of my sins. MashaAllah, we drink the water. I see they read the dua. So what dua we is talking about or is being mentioned there? That even when we drink the water, we say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqana adban furatam birahmatihi. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. That all praise be to that Allah who has given us this palatable or sweet water to drink. And Allah Ta'ala didn't make it such that because of our sins, the water was salty and bitter. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala could have said that you are very sinful. So today, or you committed a certain sin today, so I'll show you in the water. So the water will be exceptionally bitter. But look at the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala made it such that despite our sins, that water is still, you know, enjoyable, still drinkable. So even when we're drinking water, we're expressing our appreciation to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we are eating the food, We're expressing after we've eaten our food, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا وَجَعَلَنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. So there too we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all praise be to you, O Allah, for granting me this food. So a believer is appreciative of every single bounty that Allah ta'ala has granted him. To such an extent that even when it comes to the food, we will not throw away even a morsel of food. Try to appreciate every single grain of food that Allah ta'ala has granted one. And inculcate this within our children. That appreciate the bounty that Allah has granted you. So there are different kinds of appreciation. One is the appreciation with the tongue, as we've just mentioned now. But even before the appreciation of the tongue is the appreciation within the heart. That within the heart, the person is appreciative of this bounty that Allah has granted him. And in order to do this, sometimes we have to pay attention to those people who don't have the bounty. The unfortunate nature of insan is that as long as we've got these bounties, we tend to take them for granted. But when the bounty is taken away, then we realize, hey, hold on a second, you know. Now, for example, load shedding. Now we've got lights. So how many of us, when the lights, when we switched on the lights, the thought crossed our hearts, Alhamdulillah, at least there is no load shedding. The lights are functioning so well. Alhamdulillah, Allah, you made it such. How many of us did that? And I address myself also. So it just shows that we start taking it for granted. Then it's finished. Load shedding is gone. Carry on. But as soon as they announce it finished, then we start insulting the CEO and the ruling party and the GNU and everyone. Finish. All waste, corrupt, and taking our money. And so then everything, all the frustration comes up. So this is the nature of insan. We're very, very quick to complain. But when it comes to appreciating the bounties, then there we find that we fall short. And in fact, our society is such. You'll notice, like the other day, I went to one particular store, and I was very impressed with the service. So I took the time to contact the owner because I knew him, and I just told him that, you know, I was so happy to see that you are running your business so efficiently. And I thought I'll just, you know, spend a few moments to compliment you. Because the nature of people is, if they find something wrong in a store or in a restaurant or somewhere or some service, then finish, you'll see. They go to town. But if things went well, then the person doesn't say anything. So we also have to learn to compliment people. For example, now our wives, the month of Ramadan, they are applying themselves in the kitchen. MashaAllah, the beautiful delicacies, the different dishes. How many of us today at iftar, we thanked our wives? Jazakallah for the lovely food that you gave. I remember one particular family. He was a doctor, but he inculcated it within his children. That every time there's a meal prepared, they must all go to their mother or whoever it was. And they must actually go and thank her for the food. So beautiful quality he was inculcating within his children. They'd go learn to express your appreciation. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. The person who cannot express appreciation to people, he will not be able to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to also verbally go to people and express our appreciation. Jazakallah, you know, Hafiz Sahib, you performed the Taraweeh, you applied yourself, you know, it must have been very tiring, but may Allah ta'ala reward you that, you know, so many days were read. So the person verbally expresses his appreciation. So one is before the verbal appreciation is the appreciation within the heart. Then of course the verbal appreciation. And then of course appreciation through our actions. That the person, for example, and this is a light-hearted one. Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah said that, you know, the father sent the son overseas to go and study. And he gave him a certain amount of money, a budget. He said, you use this thing here for your studies. So the son went, he took that money and he started parting with the money. Having a good time overseas. In those days, they used to communicate via telegram. So it was a very, like, very short message they had to send. So the son, he sent a message to the father, no man, no fun, your son. Meaning, there's no money now. Right? Because there's no money, I don't have any fun now. And the message is from your son. So the father too, mashallah, is very sharp. So he replied, too bad, too sad, you're dead. Now obviously, so the moral of the story is, the father sent the son overseas, gave him the money, and the father expected the son to take that money and to study. That would have been appreciation of that opportunity that the father had given him. But now instead of using that bounty and that privilege and that opportunity in the manner that it should have been used, here the son took that money and squandered it. And obviously the father is going to be upset. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with different bounties in our lives, whatever it may be. The person, Allah has given him wealth. And now if he takes that wealth and he uses that wealth in a haram way, he uses that wealth to go to the cinema, to the gambling den, whatever it may be, commit haram. So now we will say that that is nashukri of that wealth. That is being ungrateful of the bounty of wealth which Allah has granted. But if the person took the wealth, and mashallah, he spent on the family, he spent on the, you know, the orphans, he spent on the widows, he spent on the on his relatives, he sent money to the people of Gaza, wherever. Now we will say this person has really appreciated this bounty of wealth which Allah has granted him. And the beauty of this is that when we appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you will appreciate my bounties, I will increase my bounties upon you. I will actually increase it. So it doesn't necessarily mean that if the person has 1,000 rand and he appreciated it, so now he's going to get another 1,000. Sometimes Allah will open up some other bounty for the person. Sometimes we only think bounties are material bounties. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala can bless the person with the ability to wake up for tahajjud. What a great bounty that is. More valuable than the whole world and what it contains. Or Allah Ta'ala gives the person the tawfiq to memorize one surah of the Quran Majeed. So by virtue of him appreciating the bounty of Allah, Allah opened up for him. And on the contrary, when people do not appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually the end result is that bounty is snatched away. One person came to our late Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Burma. And there was a time in Burma where our Muslim people had tremendous wealth. In fact, they say they had so much of wealth that when they used to have a wedding function, each person used to get an entire chicken. Now you can't eat the whole chicken, they throw the rest away. The youngsters used to get together, they used to take the dollar notes, they used to fill it with tobacco and they used to smoke it. $100 notes. So that's the amount of wealth they had. So Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali was a historian, great orator, great scholar. He went to Burma and he looked at the people. They say history repeats itself. So that when the historian, the person who's a historian, when he looks at the condition, he can go back and, you know, go through the archives, if you may say. And he can predict what's going to happen next, because history repeats itself. So he gave a historical talk. He said that if a person sees a woman who is 9 months pregnant, and he says that this woman is about to give birth, we won't say that it is a prophecy. We say the signs are there. If the person sees the clouds gathering and he says that it's going to be raining soon, so we won't say that is a prophecy. The person is looking at the clouds. He said that if you people here do not change your lifestyle and you do not stay away from extravagance and you do not look after the people that are around you, I fear that in 10 years' time, this wealth of yours will be taken away. And this person came and mentioned to Ma'inus Abrahamtullah, he said it was approximately 10 years after this bayan that a complete coup took place, basically where the military took control over the government And people had, our Muslim people had massive factories. These people came there, they say, you got two choices. You either work for us, or you take what you can take on your back and pack your bags and leave. And people lost everything overnight. So this is what happens when a person does not appreciate the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala snatches that bounty away. Look at the incident of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That such a great personality, with such beautiful akhlaq, but the people of Makkah Sharif did not appreciate it. And what happened? The people of Medina Sharif appreciated it. Allah Ta'ala made it such that the Nabi of Allah then left Makkatul Mukarramah and went to Madinatul Munawwara. Of course, there is hikmah behind why it happened. But the lesson we learn, that appreciating a bounty, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the person, you know, he gets more and is blessed more and more. So, in this month of Ramadan, let us make an active effort to try and appreciate the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, appreciating within our hearts, appreciating by means of the tongue, and also appreciating by way of using that bounty in accordance to the manner that it should be used. Always learn to count our blessings, and remember that when some challenging situation comes, don't forget the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. That incident which I mentioned the other day, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's daughter complaining of a tooth. She was in her 30s, so Mufti Sahib said, for 30 years not once I heard you thanking Allah Ta'ala for that tooth. But the one day, it's paining, you're complaining and complaining and complaining. Of course, he was making her tarbiyah, he was teaching her. That learn to appreciate the bounties while you have it. And don't become such that when it's taken away, we only complain and complain. Rather complain less and be more thankful more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these beautiful qualities. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillah.